In homes around the Hunter Valley, always looking for something interesting to watch on the TV. The first place to come to is Irina because she knows everything. How are you this morning, my love?
I feel like I have a lot to deliver today. If I know everything.
It's like a cult of personality.
Oh, you say, what can we discuss then? Let's discuss that.
Sure. What are we going to look at first?
So we've got two shows. Both of them are documentaries. One is on Stan, brand new, called Seduced, Inside the NXIVM Cult, which I have to be honest, it's one of my dirty secrets, but I'm very fascinated by sex cult. Mm-hmm. And the other one is Unwell, which is a six-parter on Netflix, a documentary. And I'll start with Unwell because Unwell is really interesting. It takes six different things that people are obsessed with looking for wellness and does an hour-long documentary on each.
What sort of things are we obsessed with?
So some are more obscure than others. One is people's obsession with buying breast milk for bodybuilding.
Right?
Never heard of that. Another one is interesting that it follows aromatherapy and people's obsession with aromatherapy and then sort of goes into multi-level marketing and the cult of those sort of Amway-type things, but for essential oils.
Mm-hmm.
Very bizarre. Then, of course, there's tantric sex, can't get away. Ayahuasca, which was a favourite. Have you heard of ayahuasca?
I have not heard of ayahuasca, but I like the sound of it. What is it?
It's some kind of mix of roots in Peru that they kind of stew for 8 hours into this kind of tar black sludge that their shamans would drink and have hallucinations, which would then give their patient a cure. They would hallucinate a cure.
Mm.
And then, of course, the Western commercialism came along and they went, shaman, I can do it myself.
Yeah.
And they kind of form these wellness circles where they drink this sludge, vomit, and then have hallucinatory breakthroughs. Again, you've got six of these fantastic little episodes where you learn about these quite obscure healings, but also how people become obsessed with them and it becomes their cult, the thing that they follow.
Okay, all right. Like the sound of that one. Now, what was the other show?
So in Seduced, Inside the NXIVM Cult, is about, it's a slew of these documentaries about this cult because Keith Raniere, the head of this monstrosity, has just been sentenced to 160 years in prison.
Whoa.
Because in America, they sentence you
for every crime.
Not concurrently, but consecutively, right?
Yeah.
And he's been sentenced for slavery.
Oh.
So this cult, right, has been around. It's one of these things that started in America, of course, only. But it started out as one of these sort of self-help group classes and then grew and grew. And he comes, again, from multi-level marketing. That's his background. And he is a really smart and creepy guy, supported, unfortunately, by some equally smart women who have tons of money, who've grown this sort of self-help wellness thing. When you drill down and drill down, he started this group of slaves, like women who, like in air quotes, willingly agreed to be enslaved and branded with fire with his initials on their bodies. Hideous, well, right? But
he's really just living the dream at the end of the day. Come on, a guy wants to reach for the stars and he's been punished for it. Seems entirely unfair.
But I mean, even with two slaves, that's two slave mothers-in-law, surely.
Yeah, well, there is that.
I always draw them. And that's what's so, the best thing about this one, because there's The Vow and a whole number of other of these, is that the documentary is by India Oxenberg, who was one of these slaves, this beautiful 30-year-old woman,
yep,
who is the daughter of Catherine Oxenberg.
Oh, her.
Yes, royalty from whatever, Yugoslavia.
Dynasty. Was in Dynasty.
Know.
Yes.
Star of Dynasty. Correct. So it's so sordid, right? And that is what makes this so special, is it's actually from their point of view rather than an outside documentary company coming in and sort of putting their view on it. This is people who are in the cult. And you can see the pain of the mother, the confusion of the daughter, but also it really tells a story how someone can be enslaved mentally and emotionally and ensnared. Four-parter, it's easy to watch on Stan and really makes you question what we all think is real when we believe in something.
I tell you what, if they're going to put people away for slavery, Jeff Bezos from Amazon just better watch himself. So what were the two shows and where do we find them again?
Unwell, the six-parter, is on Netflix right now, and Seduced Inside the Nexium Cult is on Stan.
And Irina will be back next week to talk more television for The Hunter. Thanks, mate.
No worries.